Call in number.
Blog Talk Radio.
Last minute questions or your last minute words.
You like to express
anything you want to talk about, ask if you want to join, if you want to support the Revolutionary Black Panther Party.
We have the line open for you. So it's area code 929-477-3104. Our sister from Belize that wanted to call, area code 929-477-3104. We got the lines open for y'all. So that's area code 929-477-3104. We got the lines open. If you all
right, like Iggy, thank you.
Hey, but see, people don't even understand the level of that. See, they tried to socially engineer the black woman with socially engineer the black woman into a black white woman.
Right.
Now, that's what they did. So you had Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim with the blonde hair, the makeup, all that stuff.
Bleaching their skin.
Right. Mm. So then they brought out the real Bobby. And that was Iggy.
Mm-hmm. That was Iggy.
They chopping it up and freezing us.
No.
So we put a number out there for people to call in. Area code 929-477-3104. And nobody calling in. 929-477-3104, 929-477-3104, 929-477-3104, and if the sister is still there, I give you about some minutes to call in. You can go ahead and do that. At this particular point in time, though, we will be wrapping things up. It's almost 1 a.m. where we're at. So it's,
we've been on all day. Really good, really powerful. I really appreciate everybody for staying on as long as they did.
We got area code 267. If you'd like to speak, I'm opening your line up. Call
Hello?
A caller from area code 267. Yeah, 9591. Black Power.
Peace and love, Queen.
Is this a sister from Belize?
Hey, my people, yes, I'm calling from Belize. Man, y'all bless me on tonight, let me tell you. You talking to a real revolutionary, man, and I salute you for your work.
Thank you.
Well,
we thank you.
We can hear you.
Yo, we can hear you clearly. Can you hear us?
Hello?
Black Power, can you hear us? Yeah,
can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you clearly.
Oh, wow, there's a serious delay. I can hear you, man. I'm sorry. Forgive my between my internet and the hating, the hating haters. I was really having some trouble getting through. But listen, man, y'all bless me. Everything that you're saying is exactly right on time, and I'm just so proud of you and I'm so looking forward to building with y'all. You know, the fact is we have to fortify ourselves. We have to stop responding and reacting to them, and we have to go about our own plans and our own business. And like you said, we need to be able to defend what we build. The name of the game is really sustainable. Yeah, man, it's about sustainability, and it's about not, you know, everybody's worrying about everybody's not ready. That's not the point. The point is we got to move now with who's ready and who's strong and who's willing to get strong along the way. You know what I'm saying? I'm down in here in Belize, and I have sites on the globe, and I think that one of the things that's going to be key is collaboration between these different groups of us. You know, we got the Moors, and we got the Hebrew Israelites, and we got the, I don't even know what the Hotep cats call themselves, but I love them too, right? Like all of our different factions of people, we're still falling for the okey-doke where they got us bickering and arguing over insignificant things such as what we call ourselves or what point in time in our ancestry we associate with. Like me, I consider myself a daughter of the Olmecs, right? Why? Because in this incarnation, I am remembering my time here. In that, you know, in that age. But that doesn't have anything. Our souls are eternal, and we are the people of this earth. So we're the global indigenous.
Right.
It doesn't matter where we set up camp. It's all ours. But we have to stop behaving like fools. And I'm just so proud to see you, man. My homegirl, sent it in my inbox. And I typically don't really watch stuff people send me because, you know, I'm a really busy person. But something said, you know what? Check out what this sister sent. Because y'all know, it'd be a bunch of nonsense. People send you all kind of, I don't watch the violence. I don't watch the black folks, you know, making fools of ourselves and this and that. So when I see a little video pop up, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, yeah, unless one of my close homies that I can trust sent it, I don't get down. But this sister is a sister that I've kind of been building with as of late on Facebook. I said, let me see what she, you know, what she sent me. And I'm just so thankful, man. So I'm looking forward to building with you. We need to get together and have some real conversations. I don't want to take up all your time. But
no,
definitely
no, no.
Soon.
I actually made sure to get this line open because you asked, most especially because you asked, and you've been asking, not that I'm not including everybody, everybody else is included, but I made sure to do that because I saw many times you asked. I know you were adamant about it, and I made sure that I got it done regardless of how I had to get it done and just keep going over and over. I had to reset some things, and it's on now. But so you are
interested in
joining, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah, man, it's going down here. We're putting together. Yeah, man. I hear you. We're putting together a small commonwealth here. Is one of our current projects, but we got a little piece of land where we're doing an organic teaching farm. People can come there for free, man. Camp up. Just you want to learn, you want to teach. What you got a week? You got a month? You got 2 years? We don't care. The land is there. It's growing. Go, come grow something. Learn. Get proficient.
Beautiful.
So then when you go out on your own, you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming together, and I'm just really happy to make this connection, man. I'm so excited. You can see I'm talking like crazy, but I tend to be like that. But I'm so excited.
Nah, it's okay. Nah, it's all right. Whenever you feel that kind of energy, you connect that way. This number that you're at, 267, with the last 4 9591, is this the number we can reach you at?
Yeah,
very,
man, that's my Philly number. It's still solid for the most part. If I'm near sensible Wi-Fi, you can get me. Don't leave a message. If you don't get me, just text me, and I'll hit you back. But, yeah, this is my personal number, and you can, of course, call me. You should call me soon because I really want to talk and see how I can join your efforts, and perhaps there's opportunity here for you to do some things, you know?
Yes, indeed. There's very good frontal land there, Felice. So we definitely will be in touch, and I definitely would like to, we basically look forward to you being a part of what we're doing in our efforts, and we definitely, what you just mentioned about the land, that we always know that's very important. So I know a lot about Belize, you know, especially the good cassava bread that's down there.
Right,
the good
goodness.
Bread.
That's goodness. They don't play. Yeah, I'm doing a lot with the organic farming, really trying to motivate the people because I tell you one little unique thing about Belize that I love is most of your post-colonial black nations or most of your post-colonial nations at all are you have the people trying to get the land back, right? Like, how the heck are we going to get these white folks up off our land? They don't have that problem here in Belize. The queen claimed Belize and walked away. So the people still own the land. But you know what's happening right now. You got your northerners, right, your little fun Edomites are running around, and they're realizing this is an undiscovered little piece of a jewel. And so, they're, you know, they're circling kind of like vultures. And so that's one of the things. I do a little news thing on Monday morning. It's a short little blurb, but one of the things I've really been pushing is for Belizeans to hold on to their land, like at all costs. Don't put your land up for security for nothing. You don't need no fancy house. You better live in that pine hut and keep your land. So, it's a beautiful thing because it's catching wind, you know. And I think the season is right. If we move strategically and we partnership, and we realize that our best capital is social capital. You know, we are all we got. But guess what? We're the juice. We all we need.
Right.
You know, the ancestors rise for us. The creator rides for us. When the creator created man and said it was good, it was us he was looking at.
You know
what I'm saying? So we're blessed, and we got a lot going on down here, and we got a lot of big plans. So all that to say, I did send y'all an inbox earlier when I first got on. Your email because I wrote it down. I didn't even know where I wrote it down. I don't feel like getting involved in that because I had the kids in the room and it was drama. But anyway, send me your email. I want to send you some written stuff so you can really look at exactly what I'm doing and really, you know, think about it because I know I said a lot, But I'm serious. I don't play. I don't play about my people, and I don't play about revolution. It's time. I'm done. I'm done with the nonsense. So we got a lot of work to do, and I know y'all are working. Yeah, man, this ain't no game. This ain't no game. And the last thing is, what is the baby's name? Oh, the baby's so cute.
That is Naima.
Yeah. She's a little baby.
She digs all of our
cats. Yeah, she's a serious girl. She just physically came and found somebody, but you would think she's older than she is. Well, she really, you know, of course is, but I'm just saying, by empirical standards, right. You would think that, you know, she must be, but now she's recent.
Yeah.
But she's sitting up and she can stand up. And then she's trying to make our words.
Right. She could not take her eyes off her album. She could not take her eyes off of him the whole time. So she did really good.
Look,
thank you.
These babies come ready.
They're right.
They come ready. They have to.
Exactly.
Well, y'all bless up, man. Say again?
Yes.
Indeed. You too, and we'll be.
We'll most definitely be in touch. Most definitely will be.
That's what's up, man. Bless up and be encouraged. It's going down. We gonna finish what our ancestors started. I say
we definitely will.
Yes, we ready to see belief. So I'm ready to see it. I'm ready to see that land. Land is all that nature and creation is beautiful. So I'm ready to see what comes from it. So it'll be nice. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Oh, yeah. It's going down. It's going to. In fact, where are you guys? What location are you in? Like, city-wise?
Typically, we're in the south. This particular time, we are in Florida.
Okay, Florida. All right. I kind of, not frequent, but I'm there. I'm in Florida occasionally. I got to come stateside this summer. I'll be spending a little time stateside. So if I can find you, catch up with you, and face to face, that would be a really beautiful thing. So let's be them, man. I see y'all mean business. Y'all not playing. I'm an elitist. I will cut people off. No offense. We'll be back for y'all later. We got to build right now. You know what I'm saying?
I don't come to talking
the hoopla and the arguing and the debating. And nobody got time for that. There's work to do.
If you can't do all that while you work. All that debating. It's time out for that. It's too much of that. What's going on now is real life situations where people are in trouble. We have to do something about it. And enough of that debate. We have to get down and come to a solution and work together as one.
And honestly, if your people are dying and being killed in exacerbated ways, and you are debating, you are a traitor to your people.
Right.
You're a coward.
You're a coward.
That's what you are. You're going to sit around and talk about it. Somebody's going to shoot your baby down in the street. You're going to keep sending them to them schools.
Right.
Them people, you know what they're doing to them kids. Like, you're a coward. I'm sorry, but I got to call it what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm warrior cast. I'm built for this thing from way, way back. So it's cowardice. But the warrior spirit is not dead. It's not dead. And we call to the warriors. I see y'all. We ain't dead. They just got to scatter.
That's why they're so adamant about trying to exterminate us, because they know it will never leave. As long as there's one black person on earth, the spirit of revolution will always be present. Always.
Exactly. Until we're back on top where we started. It's as simple as that.
We're already halfway there.
This is a blessing. Thank you. People don't even dig it. That's what I try to tell them. Y'all don't even understand.
Right.
The tide has already turned in our favor.
Right.
You know?
Look where we at now. We only companies, doctors, lawyers, something
Listen.
We weren't able to do back in the, when our ancestors were in place. Look where we at now. We able to make moves. We have access to resources.
We are at the top of fields now that we couldn't even do when I was born. I'm only 45. I was a kid when there's place when I remember. You know what I'm saying? There was this like first black this, first black that, first black this, first. We still first black in them. And if we show up, we finna win. That's a given. You know what
That's
I'm
right.
saying? So we just
That's
have
right.
to be able to sift, sift through everybody because everybody's not ready, everybody's not coming, everybody don't want it, and everybody ain't built for it. We got to be okay with
right.
that. You know, if the creator can give
it's
people
right.
free will, we need to honor that. They don't want to come. You be dragging
right.
nobody. We ain't got time for that. But I think that there's
it's
enough of us that are truly ready.
Everybody, it's not maybe everybody is chosen. It's chosen in their own type of way, but everybody's not chosen for the path that we're on. But I just
yes.
want to say I really
yes.
appreciate you, Queen. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really love your energy. I can't wait to meet you. But on my end,
man.
On my live, they're getting ready to shut me off. They telling me 1 minute left on my live.
they're giving us the countdown on it.
Right, we building, so they don't want to.
It's all good. We just
get
started. Bless
right.
up, man.
I really
thank you, thank you. We're going to talk soon.
For tuning in. Thank you.
Appreciate
love
you,
Queen.
Queen.
Thank
bless
you.
Up. One love. All power to the people. Bless all.
We really appreciate everybody for tuning in. And next week, we will be doing this again next Thursday on time. I know we was gone for a while, but y'all know we had the baby. So now we're back in action. I really appreciate everybody's energy, everybody's time. And I love every one of you. And we'll be back next
And we may be on the ground. I mean, we will be on the ground
yeah.
Inside of Texas. So we may be coming live from there, is what I wanted to say. But revolutionary love, black power,
black
our power,
power
to the people. Our duty is to our people, and our duty to all oppressed people. Revolutionary
love,
love
and black,
black
power.
Power, and all power to the people.
Black power.
I can't believe they time. They time.
Ominous. Black power, family.